Welcome to the PRI Weekly Briefing, brought to you by the Population Research Institute at pop.org. From the war in Syria to conflict in Ukraine and the South China Sea, to mass starvation in Venezuela, this year's Olympic Games in Rio presented a rare opportunity. The United Nations could have brought nations together and promoted peace and justice, a dire need in a world roiled with global turmoil, unseen since the downfall of communism a generation ago. But that's not what the UN had in mind. While the world celebrated athleticism, peace among nations, and diversity at this year's games, the UN was running a campaign to give out free hugs and condoms. The laundry list is full of the usual suspects: the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, the Brazilian Ministry of Health, the Brazilian Olympic Committee. They all partnered together to launch U Abraço. The term means hug or embrace, a campaign to promote condoms in LGBT ideology. Campaign organizers set up condom distribution sites in public parks and squares where the public gathered in large numbers to watch the Olympic events on big screens. Distribution sites have been set up not only in Rio de Janeiro, but also in other cities across the country. Brazil's Ministry of Health and the Brazilian Olympic Committee further collaborated in, quote, making available a record amount of condoms to athletes, close quote, by setting up condom dispensers in the Olympic Village. Boy, these guys are proud of this. Since the start of the campaign on August 4th, over 500,000 condoms have been distributed. The campaign is planned to last throughout the 2016 Paralympic Games, which end on September 18th. Now, to raise awareness for the event, U Abraço used social media to share images and videos of provocatively clad campaign activists giving hugs to pedestrians. No thanks. UNAIDS also used the event as an opportunity to promote LGBT ideology by using social media to advocate for what they called an end to homophobia. That is, an end to opposition to gender ideology. U Abraço further promoted condom use rather than abstinence and fidelity as a means to reduce the incidence of HIV. The campaign sought to combat the stigma associated with HIV, a common tactic used by UNFPA and UNAIDS to falsely accuse traditional marriage advocates of bigotry and to normalize infidelity and homosexuality. Campaign organizers went all out in promoting the event. The director of UNAIDS Brazil, Georgiana Braga Oriar, actually posed with men elaborately costumed as packages of condoms in a photo posted on the web by UNAIDS Brazil. And liberals claim that Catholic Church is obsessed with sex. The well-organized and carefully planned campaign has been promoted by the full weight of the United Nations, including American taxpayer funding, of course. UNAIDS Brazil posted an image of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, saying the Secretary General of the United Nations supports U Abraço. Perhaps instead of promoting condoms and LGBT ideology, these outfits should address real problems like gang violence and sanitation that affect many of the thousands of Brazilians living in the favelas lining the city, only minutes away from the UN's Hug Fest. This is your weekly briefing from pop.org.